Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. We just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Yes, indeed, everybody. This is the second hour of Parker Pathways. This is July 22nd, and 2012. And the call number is 800-313-9443. This is a live show, and we're on republicbroadcastingnetwork.org. Hello, everybody. Well, let's see. What do we have? I think we have the President of the United States saying that small business didn't make it on their own. And the whole process of the United Nations signs this week, the arms treaty, it was a violation of the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. And I think that, of course, this will be tagged on to the publicity that happened in our Colorado, and tragedy everywhere. And we'll expand a little on that. And the Cherokee Nation, the Chief Osatasso, of course, was remembered in England with the Foreign Office Minister Alistair Burt. And, of course, the Cherokee Nation has the largest, well, the second largest tribal health care system in the United States. And the process of, this is the death of, you know, the Trail of Tears that occurred in 1838, where Andrew Jackson said, well, build a fire under the Indians, and when it gets hot enough, they'll go. And, of course, this was a celebration of the process of the survival of the Cherokee Nation. I was not able to make that trip to England. I'm lucky to be able to get a decent cup of coffee and something to eat, but the whole process comes down to the fact, my hat's off to the Cherokee Nation for presenting the most usable and functional healthcare system, which we should adopt. And it's provided more than 26,000 higher education scholarships over the past 10 years. And, of course, in the Cherokee language, which is called the Cherokee Phoenix, it's called Gaji. And Gaji is the process of the natural environment of working together for the good of the community. And this is what I'm going to propose. The Cherokee Nation's Constitution, which is where we copied our Constitution in the Paris Paragraphs, outstanding. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443. Showtime.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and I'm just going to go through the event system of the day and of the week. Various forms of, as you know, we cover a lot of medicine law and what goes on in the Beltway. And what I'm going to say in the next few minutes, and you probably already know, these are all related in other ways kinds of events. One is the fact that the Earth is quote wobbling. Of course, that's on a 2-degree axis shift. So the people who are trying to promote their climate change are saying, well, that causes that. You know, of course, this has occurred 187 times in history of the Earth. It's been documented in terms of measurement of the Earth and how it wobbles. And, of course, that wobble shift is occurring in such a way that is shifting northeast from the North Pole. So there will be probably really what are called ice shifts off of Russia, which are already occurring. And of course, Russia wants to designate that part of the world belonging to them, particularly the base of the sea, which I talked about extensively on other programs. and concerning for mining and process of the water that's there. Another story, of course, is the legal wording of the state health exchanges and how basically placing it to the states presents some illegalities that no one wants to talk about, and the idea of having Medicaid under the Obamacare Act has serious consequences on the threat of losing their Medicaid money if they don't take Medicaid. And, of course, Congress overstepped its constitutional authority, which was never addressed adequately in the Supreme Court decision, which, by the way, was essentially, if you look at it on its face, a tax on health care or care of which you are potentially to have, is actually unconstitutional, even though I know the Supreme Court has made their opinion. Just ask any small business person. The term is anything. You run the kinds of premiums that you have to pay and the process as it is right now. And, of course, I'm thinking of it's not legal for me to say when I will have an initial public offering, but the whole process of calculating the business model and developing the process for medical testing as the company's business model incorporates out a 16% cost factor on medical costs alone, and of course the government wants to also tax, along with the state, many regulations concerning buildings, more processing, the amount of percentages of regulation fees. They can just to build a new ranch house would cost have a water connection out of $60,000 fee. Another $60,000 of other regulations just to have adequate roof, log cabin building, for instance. And all of these utility and tax fines by cities and counties are being promoted, and if they're instrumental within the process of the health care costs, it will make it prohibitive to have health care plus be in business, plus be able to do commerce, and essentially be involved in the politics of the Supreme Court cases and the cases such as the United States versus Lopez, where it invalidated a federal ban on gun possession near schools. And the Lopez case was quoted in the as dicta in the health care decision by the Supreme Court. And, of course, this placed the process of the state being able to regulate through Commerce Clause, a process of which they didn't want to rule in the Commerce Clause in the health care system. And also you have the process of the water rights between Texas and Oklahoma, and you have the Turek case, the bottled water issue in terms of between San Francisco and Nevada. You have the development of five major rivers, which have been taken over in the United States by the United Nations, and all of this has happened within the week. So, and I understand that there's a water bar in New York, which sells bottled water, and it's using ultraviolet light and reverse osmosis and other forms of filtrations, and selling, that's what they sell at the bar, is water. And the alternate technologies they're using, there are several that I have already have suggested, and one in the constitutional amendment in this country, that we have a right to say what's in our food, in our water, and in our medical protocols. And that was the way I presented that constitutional amendment framework 6 years ago. This water bar is being considered by liberals and other forms of people who are against the concept of it and say, well, they're a bunch of suckers for having a water bar. At the same time, the utility tax and the price of water is on the United Nations table. And as I opened the first hour of my program today, the process of the World Water Wars is now official. And the process of the development of the price versus territory in Italy, the average consumption of gallons of water per day is estimated 127 gallons. They're weighing it against Japan, who says that that's too much, yet they use 98 gallons per day. The United States uses 163 gallons per day on the average at a price of 48 cents per gallon. Of course, if you go to the store and you buy the same gallon of water, you'll be at 99 cents or $1, 4 cents, or even higher. So where you have is in the battle lines have been drawn on the United Nations table. It's Denmark, Germany, France, Australia, Britain, and Canada, Japan, Spain, Turkey, the United States, and Italy are all formally at war. And the battle lines are there. And this is not just a statement of fictitiousness. These formations of countries and their battle systems, the physical action of getting the water, that is going to be the position. And of course, we all know that there's a drought in this country, and it's the worst in many years. Estimated 60% of the United States is in drought. Of course, this will affect our commodity exchanges in terms of food availability. And speaking of that, in terms of stock, I talk a lot about the companies that are important for you, that you should invest in or look at or have some sense about. And just a little something I wanted to remind you of, that if you have knowing the direction of a general market is really important. In other words, if you had, let's say you had a 33% loss in a portfolio of stocks, you would need a 50% gain just to pay back your break-even. So if you allowed, let's say you had a $10,000 portfolio and you dropped $6,000, it has to rise $3,000 or 50% just to get back to where you started. So you must actually preserve as much of the profits you can in these bull markets, because there's a little bull market that's always occurring in the coming recession. And the process of food and energy and the process of the increase of the utility bills are going to be everyone on everyone's mind. This is going to be the major point. So the increased cost of water, the increased cost of energy, and the increased cost of the stocks, and the increased cost of the foods and the commodities, and the increased cost of the transportation system, which was this weekend, the past weekend, was signed in treaty, that all transportation from South America and Canada is now under United Nations pricing. So this, the water wars, the pricing, and the transportation were changed in front of your eyes this week. We'll come back at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Disinformation. After all, you got to keep in mind that all the references and medical references of the 300 and some peer-reviewed journals that I reviewed of the human research chloramine and chlorine and chlorine dioxide on the human body, and it's caused cancer-causing systems, particularly with leukemia in rats and cancer in liver rats, were all done and stopped in 1989, and that was the time when the EPA went out and placed, you got to put ammonia in the water, under the guise of having it as a killer of Cryptosporidium or Giardiolambia in the drinking water. And, of course, they didn't tell the public that it has skull and crossbones on it in the MSD sheet. And they didn't tell the fact that it's a secondary disinfectant. It had any business being in the water. And I had promoted nationally, and still do to this day, toilet to table to tap. Every university engineer came at me. The government came at me. The AMA came after me. Meanwhile, the government placed the SIPA conflict, which is a toilet-shaped fountain for children so that they can put their little spoons in and drink the water out of the toilet. But it's a toilet-shaped fountain of the water, so it's to train the present generation of children to drink the recycled toilet water. And, of course, so Mama Czar, Dr. John Holdren from Harvard University, taught Stanford, Paul Ehrlich, saying that the sterilants in the drinking water to decrease the population was one of his proposals, and yeah, there are other ways to do it, according to his Senate confirmation hearing. I've had the word bioaccumulation, which I put together, has now been accepted in the law, in forensic toxicology to explain the process of the human body accumulating these toxins and the decrease of nitrous oxide, which can affect the immune system. And I have three major treatises that I'm putting together on that subject. Of course, to place us up to today, at that time, nothing was being done. There were only six contaminants that were being looked at in the drinking water when I first started. As it stands now, as of last week, the EPA has decided that they will screen and monitor synthetic and natural hormones in the drinking water. This is a very big issue. And they've decided that they will analyze perfluorinated compounds and synthetic organic compounds. They've decided that they will screen volatile organic compounds. They've decided that they will do representative samples for groundwater systems that are due, and commercial sampling to begin on January 1st, 2013. Complete monitoring of all the wells that are under United Nations control in this country, which includes 70 to 75% of the water in this country is now owned by a foreign government. So they will start complete monitoring of these wells, and some of the wells that are closed, that have been closed down for a long time from MTBE contamination and NDMA contamination, which I exposed 6.5 years ago. That'll happen on December 31st, 2015. So this means that there's been progress made, but the point is now we are at the full battle line of the real battle begins. It begins in the courts. It begins on the floor of the House of Representatives. It begins in the Senate. And it absolutely happens within at the desk and the chair of the President of the United States. And, of course, the President of the United States is seeing it as a political formation of infrastructure money, but has no clue. So we will come back at the other end of the break, and we're going to mention the rounds of monitoring requirements as that can save your life.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden, and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
This is Porter Pesce, Stackline Porter. And I wanted to mention that the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit that is held in a case called Northwest Environmental Defense Center against Brown. And they've ruled that stormwater pollution from industrial logging rolls, in other words, if you do the logging and along the roads to haul the timber, you are now under the Solicitor General in the process of developing the silvicultural point sources rule. This is the rule that's been placed out by the United Nations that you no longer own the trees and the water process that you have flowing on the road from the logging is now under United Nations control and monitoring. You take the same concept of nitrate in the water in the Central Valley of California, where food is grown to feed a majority of people on the earth. Well, the farmers in the Central Valley of California are now saying they have to cut down the nitrate. And, of course, if you cut down the nitrate in the process, a lot of the food won't grow well. The same group will not accept the fact of having the ammonia or the amine in the drinking water as a cancer-causing system because it says there isn't any adverse effect on a major scale. Yet the same group, in the terms of the environmental system and the environmental courts and the environmental groups that are supported by nonprofits, are saying, well, the farmers of the Central Valley have to stop farming because they have too many nitrates. And, of course, the farmers are saying, well, there's the paperwork. By the time you put the paperwork, it doesn't get to the proper system, even if we were to have in our best scenario. So that is going into the direction of the environmentalists, who have completely admitted that they plan to keep people from eating meat, tying it into the Foghorn ban, the Forgoths, and the process of the liver of ducks, and saying that this is the first step of our United Nations position, which is called humane eating, which is, quote, to reduce, refine, and replace. And in the world movement, they're in the refinement stage. And the replace part is to eliminate meat from diets and certain foods that are farmed, using the nitrate argument. Yet this same group, in front of placing on the process of reaching out the Supreme Court, if you have a water district between Texas and Oklahoma for the water wars, this is the Tarrant Regional Water District, is a massive water supply agency that's going to have, they serve at least, including Fort Worth, Texas, 1.6 million customers. So the Commerce Clause, which was presented within the health care law in the process of saying, well, you can't cross a state line to buy the insurance, but you can go and take somebody else's water if they're downstream under Commerce Clause. And it precludes, actually, Oklahoma from barring these interstate transfer of potable water within the system to Texas. And, of course, the Tarrant Water District has cited the case that I cited from the Supreme Court, the Superossi case against Nebraska. And that held that the Commerce Clause limited one state's ability actually to bar interstate sales of water, which was applied into the Obamacare argument in the Supreme Court. Now, to get the picture of the real world as you're facing it, it's going to take, in the process of at least from this program, I'm going to make it simple. I'm not the first person who has expressed it this way. But we need a complete sweep out of the Congress. We need new people. We need a new president. We need a new system. I know it's not going to happen that way. But the whole process is that these agencies have autonomies that have exceeded the regulation system of the Constitution. The courts have developed systems of which they're applying it toward the basis of what is called environmental tyranny. So what we have is a real-world system of the water, the food, and the process being controlled under one formation court system. And you have, of course, the FDA, who they have a lot of people who are trying to tell the world, the FDA, as to what happened to them, and how these drugs, in the process of these basis of controlled medical devices, and how they worked within the system for the
corruption that favored certain pharmaceutical companies. Well, that is being tied in with the environmental movement on food, and that's being done legally. This is dangerous. This is beyond the whole conceptual quality of the Constitution of the United States. It violates every process of what the constitutionality of a presidential activity is. It violates the position of, for instance, not having any kind of budgetary system within Congress, and therefore they have an opportunity to promote the financing of these agencies through fiat money, which they print. Last week, total print. Federal Reserve, they're not telling the public, but you're being told now. $2 trillion, Chris bills. We have a caller, Chris, in Las Vegas. I only have a few minutes, Chris, but I'll try to get you in. Oh, Chris?
Hello, Dr. Wynn.
Hello, Chris.
You've stimulated my brain this morning, and I'm thinking these techno-crazy enviro terrorists are trying to conjure up a transhumanist war through revisitation of the Soylent Green concept by converting us genetically through morphing by consuming our own wastes and byproducts. And I think it makes a perfect case to demand proof from the UN of the creator's live energy autograph on any documentation that is transcends their authority or his authority to them to own all these elements of his creation.
Mm-hmm. You see, the fact is, you know, I can understand your position, Chris, and I'm with you 100%. You know, I can understand you saying that. I've been talking about this process for a long time. It takes people to go in and try to change things within the system of by changing just being you don't even have to be politically correct or whatever belief system you have. It doesn't make sense unless you really want to have a thinking where the United Nations already feels within a bow from the Secretary of State of the United States to say, well, it's perfectly okay to sign arms agreements that violate the Constitution. It's perfectly okay for us to change the boundaries of nations for the water supply. It's okay to take care of the food supply because we can have manipulated weather and use the weather as a weapon, which I talked about 2 years ago. So it's okay to have the process of belief systems that is part of our thinking in terms of a world government, a world Supreme Court, a world nation. And this is their thinking, and this is the way they really talk. There has to be more. This is my private view. There has to be more than a belief in someone saying, like coming up to you is like a guy that's, you're at the bar, see, and a guy walks up to you and says, do you believe in God? Now, you're sitting there minding your own damn business. You're drinking your drink, you know, and this is the way people look at the world. They say, you believe in God. Like, that solves the problem, you know, and if you don't believe in God, then you're going to have a bar fight, you know, is that kind of thing. What we need to do is to go further than this and develop the knowledge base to understand that the government's not our friend. The people that are there are not our friends. There are not people here that are really interested except for their own self-aggrandizement. And that's my opinion, and I stand by it. And it has to be. And you know how you change this? You change it as every other culture has. Of course, we have luck by having the Constitution. That's why I opened my show in the second hour about the Cherokee, you know, about the Cherokees. I mean, the whole process, that the Cherokees, when they went to England to give their 250-year
presentation didn't want to meet Queen Elizabeth. They wanted to meet the foreign secretary. You see?
Do you think that we're starting on a new trail of tears, Dr. Nguyen?
Yes. Yeah.
I agree. I think that those who delude themselves to presume to assume that their hallucinations, that they have the right to deem themselves the man gods of the world, to have control over all the Creator's things that He gives us to enjoy while we're here on this transient sojourn, have deluded themselves into a demonic reality that exists not, and that the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and their global elitist friends have deluded themselves to think that they have the right to rule. Who created the UN? Who granted the international
freedom? See, they figure. They figure that it's like Obama said once at a meeting in a cabinet. He's only met his cabinet. The rumor is from the Beltway. He's met his cabinet four times, and that's it. And in the process, he's made the comment many times, well, I won, you lost. You know what I mean?
Well, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
The global revolutionaries.
Yeah, and that's why everything is being, like it or not, this is where they see it. And in terms of the murmurs around the Beltway is that Obama's aiming for dictatorship. And this has been going on for some time, and this is not a joke. This is, or some kind of semantic terminology.
Perhaps to semantics, he was talking about hope and chains, chains.
Yeah, that's another way to look at it. Yeah. Well, listen, I've got to go, but I'm glad you called, Chris, and keep listening to the show, and I mean that, and. We're going to make the change. I feel a constitutional amendment is necessary, that we have a right to have our say. And in terms of what we eat and what we drink and the kind of medical care that's due us, in terms of not reward as privilege, but the fact is that you can't have people do innovation or develop things unless they're healthy, and that's all it amounts to, you know? It's pretty simple.
Thank you for your voice, Dr. Nguyen. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Chris. One of the things that I wanted to mention was there was a mention of from I believe his name is Abner Ben-Ghosh of Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, who talked about hydraulic fracking from the extraction of the natural gas from rock, and in fact there might be some ethane in there. But now, of course, they've discovered that, and it turns this, it might have salt from salt water. And the contamination with the brine from the salt aquifers, these are situated actually the same depth as the fracking operation itself. But if you place this in with the cancer-causing chemicals of the water, which the government has, the EPA has redefined the contaminants from the fracking, and so that they're not really cancers labeled. But if you add salt to the process of the chemistries of the diphenyl phenols and the dibutyls, you're going to have a combination with methane, you're going to have a different chemical mix from the shale and what's called the workability model of the standard model of molecular structure. So this comes out to be a process by which we will not know what the genetic code is,
or what the process is or how the development is for the process of discovery as to how these cancerous agents can be evolved in terms of new types of effect on the human body. One of my first experiments that I did, I'm deviating, was on onions. And the reason onions turn brown is because of lack of calcium in the developing tissue. If you don't have calcium, you don't have the process of the cell ring. But the same thing occurs in your human cell. We'll see you at the other end of the break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Pathways of the Camelot of Knowledge. That's what I call my show in terms of the, and of course, the Cheyenne American Indian lore of their creation myth. The idea of the sacred bow and the process of the development of their personal development on their songs of victory. Something that we need to integrate into the present culture in the process of Hantui. It's called Esoti Nosaso. Nosaso meaning the black ashes of the creation of victory. Someday I'll explain further about that, and sometimes I'll talk about it. We have Rob in Texas. Rob, are you there? We only have a few minutes, Rob.
Yes, sir. Yes, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, yeah, real quick, with the health care bill, they're taking over trees and water and the land, you know, I mean, it's a movie here recently that kind of, I think, shows what eventually what's going to, what they want. It's called The Checkist.
The what? What's the name of the film?
Checkist. The Checkist.
Oh, yes.
The Russian film, filmed in 92?
Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
It seems to be making headways right now on the internet. But if people would watch that, that is eventually what they want. I mean, they go with power, crazy people will eventually do. And, I mean, first they're going to start it with the health care bill, with, you know, dropping patients and doing this, and, you know, starving us. And then finally, when they get the guns, like with the UN treaty, well, then they can march us into the shower. Mm-hmm. That's just my comment.
You're very much on cue with this. And as my bumper music says, you know, it was written by astute people. It's a wake up, everybody, because you know we. We're being manipulated on a grand scale, and we're being more than manipulated. And,
yes, sir.
And another thing, when they collect the blood for the DNA storage, or the semen for the cryogenics, or the ovums from females for infertility studies, or they're doing the process of this, they're storing all that for the future, for the
right.
future generation. The truth of the matter is, like it or not, what I'm sneaking in all these years in terms of things, we are considered a write-off. And that's what I don't want. I don't think we're a write-off. The American Indian culture and the process of the other people, the respect of their elders, that's where they got the knowledge. It was done by word of mouth. And,
yes, sir.
And so we need to get back to that, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I got to go, Rob, but I'm glad
yes,
that
sir. Thank you,
you. Yes, sir, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
We have a process of the discovery of the Higgs particle, and I know that the process of just trying to change the standard molecule of the model of that predicts the rate by which a molecule can decay into the various particle types. I will just put it to you this way. It has great merit. And it's all part of that process of the star child. Someday I'll talk a little about that, about the space life form and the Higgs particle. I want to thank everybody for listening, and my listeners in the station RBN. Support RBN and listen to Parker Pathways, 10 to 12 Central Time on RBN. And a great kiss out there to all of you that have love and care for what we do here and for me. I care for you. Bye-bye.
When the collapse